Hi, this is Amy. Thanks for joining me today as I lead you in this session on tending to loneliness during the pandemic. For the meditation portion of this talk, you will need something warm to meditate with, either a patch of sunlight, a mug of hot water or tea, or even a heating pad if you have one. Feel free to pause this talk so you can have this nearby. Okay, welcome back. So, as you may have been noticing, as many of us are having to shelter in place and gatherings are being canceled, the levels of loneliness are growing sky high. Loneliness is an unavoidable feeling. We all feel lonely sometimes, but lately it may feel more intense than it has in the past, making it hard to stay present and focused. You may find it hard to complete tasks right now, or exercise, or even change out of your pajamas. I want to tell you that if you're resonating with this, that these are all perfectly normal feelings and behaviors to have in the midst of a global pandemic. You're doing the best you can. Being isolated for long periods of time can not only trigger neurobiological changes that make it hard to motivate, but it can also bring about feelings in the body that something is very wrong. Let's face it, this self-isolation thing is a really bizarre experience and goes against our instincts as humans. We're programmed to be social creatures. We're wired for connection. Our animal bodies are very wise to feel that something is not right, because this level of isolation is unusual. But it is important to remember during these times when our bodies may be feeling like something is wrong, it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with us. Although we may not be able to change the fact that we are physically isolated right now, we do have the power to not abandon ourselves in these challenging times. I'm going to lead you through a guided meditation to bring you into closer connection with yourself right here, right now, with the hope that it will alleviate some of this loneliness and touch into a sense of belonging, a feeling we're all entitled to as humans. So let's just get into a comfortable seated position for meditating. Feel your spine nice and tall. Relax into the support of the ground or the cushion that's holding you up. Now listen to the sounds around you, starting with the sounds most the furthest away. And now notice the sounds that are a little closer. Perhaps the sound of my voice in this recording. And then the closest sound you can hear, the sound of your own breathing. Just noticing the sound of your own breathing and the sensations in your body. And just let yourself listen to what's here. In the same way you would listen to a very dear friend as they leaned over and told you something very important to them. Perhaps noticing a tingling or a tension. Perhaps a heaviness. Sense of space. Just listening to all that's here without judgment. Notice where you're feeling your body make contact with whatever's supporting you right now, whether it's a cushiony surface or the floor. Just taking in that feedback of what's supporting you. Feel into that connection. Notice any scent in the air, perhaps undetectable, unnameable. Just feel that scent traveling into your nose. And feel your upper eyelid making contact with your lower lash lid. Feel your eyes resting in the hammock of their sockets. Just notice that sense of connection and what appears in your visual field, even if your eyes are closed. Feel your upper lip making contact with your lower lip, your tongue making contact with the inside of your mouth. Noticing any taste that's here. And just let your tongue move around on the inside of your mouth, swallowing to relax your throat. Now just taking a moment to connect with any underlying mood or feeling tone that's here, any state of mind. Just noticing all that's here, letting it be as it is without judgment. As we inhale, just breathe into all the feelings and sensations that are arising. And exhale out the mouth, perhaps just shaking your hands or shrugging your shoulders, unhinging your jaw. Again, inhale, making contact with whatever feelings or sensations that are arising, letting the breath touch upon the edges of these sensations. And exhale, perhaps making a sound on the exhale. Allow the sound to land upon your eardrums. Feel the sound making contact with your eardrums. Now let's find that hot mug of tea or water or heating pad, or sit in that patch of sunlight. Really let your body absorb that warmth. Just feel it penetrating through your skin and deep into your being, connecting to this warmth. Just imagining that warmth filling you up like a cup filling up with water. As the writer Sharon Blackie writes in her book, The Enchanted Life, the land holds the memory of everything that's happened here. Layers of story are under our feet, just as there are layers of rock, and we're part of these stories. We're joined in this world by others who share this land with us. From the birds who carried the seeds of the flowers which grow here, to the trees which self-propagate in the wood, we're connected to the geological times of glaciers and ice ages, and the days when continents were still connected to one another. As you feel into this warmth, imagine there is no separation between yourself as an individual and the land. No distinguishing yourself from the ladybugs and squirrels, the vines and mountains, rivers. To experience your humanness means to experience it in relation to all that surrounds you. Just breathe into that immensity that is yourself, turning your gaze inward, senses turned inward, just taking in this rich inner landscape. Now sense into your physical outer landscape where you're sitting right now. you know? Are you sitting on bedrock? On a hillside? What kind of land are you on? Where's the nearest body of water? Where's the closest mountain? Who are the people who lived on this land before you? Where are the trees that have grown near you? Imagine if these landscape markers were your friends, part of your own identity. Feel that connection to your landscape. Continue to feel into the warmth upon your skin, giving yourself permission to fully take in this warmth. Let yourself be met with a sense of belonging to where you are, to the stories beneath this land, to the plants that grow outside, to the sun that continues to come up every day. In this time of isolation, remember to take moments to connect with your breath, to take a shower or bath and feel the water on your skin. When you go outside, look at a tree, and know that trees breathe out what we breathe in. Feel into that vital relationship of sharing this breath with the trees. Notice points of connection, where you see flowers form together in a patch and their petals touch, where clover makes contact with a blade of grass, where the roots of a tree nuzzle up against each other, where the moss drapes over the bark. Listen to the sound of a bird singing outside, feel the ground beneath you. Just listen to the stillness of the natural world. As the author Martha Postlethwaite says, make a clearing in the dense forest of your life. Breathe. Clear your mind. Remember that connection is what's going to get us through these difficult times. Reach out to a loved one. If you go outside, make eye contact with a neighbor. Remember to be kind, to thank the mail carrier as you see them walk by, or the grocery store clerk as you go to the grocery store. To do this is a way to stay connected to yourself and fellow humans on this planet. We're all in this together right now. I'd like to end with some words by the poet Naomi Shihab Nye from her poem, Kindness. Before you know kindness as the deepest thing inside, you must know sorrow as the other deepest thing. You must wake up with sorrow. You must speak to it till your voice catches the thread of all sorrows and you see the size of the cloth. Then it is only kindness that makes sense anymore. Only kindness that ties your shoes and sends you out into the day to gaze at bread. Only kindness that raises its head from the crowd of the world to say, it is I you've been looking for, and then goes with you everywhere, like a shadow or a friend. Thanks for joining me today. Please continue to take good care. Remember to feel the sun on your skin and how connected you truly are. I hope you can join me for my next session, visualizing the helpers. Until then, take care.